Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question-and-answer session, and instructions will be given at that time. If you should require assistance during the call, please press the star key followed by zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. I would now like to turn the conference over to Mr. Fernando Campos of Financial Investor Relations, Brazil. Please go ahead, sir.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Rumo's conference call to discuss the fourth quarter 2008 earnings results. I would like to mention that this conference call is being webcast live. The link is on the website www.rumo.com.br in the Investor Relations section. Before proceeding, let me mention that forward-looking statements are being made under the safe harbor of the Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Actual performance could differ materially from that anticipated in any forward-looking comments as a result of macroeconomic conditions, market risks, and other factors. With us today in Santa Bárbara do Oeste are Livaldo Aguiar dos Santos, Chief Executive Officer, Sérgio Roberto Novo, Chief Financial Officer, Luiz Cassiano Rosolém, Investor Relations Officer, and Hermes Alberto Lago Filho, Sales and Service Officer for Machine Tools. Initially, Livaldo will comment on the company's fourth quarter 2008 results. Afterwards, the executives will be available for a question and answer session. It's now my pleasure to turn the call over to Mr. Livaldo.
Good morning or good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Once more, thanks for being with us for this Rumo's fourth quarter 08 result call. Please, if you go to page 3 of our presentation, we can see in the first paragraph that our net operating revenue reached almost 700 million reais, a growth of 10.1% compared with 2007. I would add one more comment on this. 2008 was the best year for Indústrias Rumo. We think it's 79 year of existence, not only considering the net operating revenue, but also for the net incoming and operating profitability. Of course, the new economic scenario established since the fourth quarter of 2008 has changed the business environment, and Rumo, as the first ring in this economic growth chain, starts to receive the impact of this change. Also, we are learning that this new economic environment is impacted and will impact our 2009 numbers, but it's not only Rumo privilege. All markets and companies will suffer. We have been taking actions to offset most of this impact. In the machine tools business, Have Horizontal Lathe was launched in 2008, and now in 2009, Have Horizontal Lathe is being launched within this first quarter. For the plastic processing machine business, Rumo bought Jack last year, and since May is producing blow molding machine in our facility in Santa Barbara do Oeste. Also, last January 2009, a new technology to grow PET was acquired. And then within 2009, this machine will be available for markets like food, beverage, or cosmetics, which did not suffer any impact in this new economic environment. As many of you already know, last July we bought Sandreto assets in Italy, and we established Rumo Italia. Since that point in time, all equipment installed in the two facilities were recommissioned, and they are ready to be used. All the sales organization was recovered and are also in operation. During the same period, a new injection machine, total electric drive, was developed, using the mechanical electrical technology developed by Rumo and the control developed by Rumo Italia. This machine will be launched on March during the plant show in Milan. The European market for this kind of injection machine will grow between 8 to 10% this year, considering the energy to be saved compared with the traditional hydraulic technology. The foundry is in commission, so new parts will be produced within this quarter, bigger, up to 35 tons, and more technical accurate. Adjustment manpower is a dynamic process that we are running to attain this new scenario. Based on all of this, we believe we have product portfolio that will succeed in this new business environment. Now I will transfer to Mr. Luis Cassiano for his analysis.
Thank you, Livaldo. Good morning and good afternoon for everybody. Thank you for being in our conference call for the fourth quarter results. I would like to go to the page 4, where we show our history of net operating revenue. This year, we increased 10.1% in revenue, but we don't meet the guidance that we gave for the market between 14 to 18%, and this is mainly due to the fourth quarter results. As you can see, we dropped to 12% compared with fourth quarter 07 this quarter, and this, of course, is due to the new economic environment. If we go to the page 5, please, you will see that for the first time, Europe and U.S. are almost equal in the international sales of Homi, and this is mainly due to the Homi Italia consolidation. Okay. Also, I'd like to give you a quick attention in the increase of the international sales of Homi this quarter, and this already impacted this year. Just for you to have an idea, this year, this quarter, fourth quarter of 08, with 23% of our total revenue were international sales. It means that with the devaluation of the real, we have been more competitive in exports from Brazil, and also there is, in these results, the consolidation of the Home Italia business. Please, if you go to the page 6, you will see that our cost structure for 2008 didn't change too much. Our expectation here is probably grew a little bit the imported material and components for 2009. Metals will be more or less offsetted by the commodity price decrease that we have been facing in the last 4 months. Please, let's move on to the page 7. In the page 7, what I would like to highlight is we show this already, the EBITDA margin and the net income already adjusted by the effects of the gain recognized in the last quarter, and actually in the third quarter of 08, related to the gain of the subsidiaries of Sandretto. This gain, we have a slide just to talk about that. Talk about the main fluctuations here. We decreased profitability in the fourth quarter of 08, mainly due to the lower volume of sales due to the new economic environment. In the page 8, I would like to highlight the increase in revenue in all business season. Homi Italia impacted a lot in the plastic machines business unit, and this were important for we now have the internationalization of this unit. Please move on to the page 9. Again, the EBIT for the plastic machines is already adjusted for the gain on the Sandretto subsidiaries for the third quarter. In the fourth quarter, we have a negative EBIT margin, but this is mainly due to the consolidation of the Home Italia, which you can see in the next slide, slide number 10. You see that Home Italia collaborate with 16.6 million reais in the consolidation and also bring a loss, operating loss of 5.2 and a net income net loss of 5.0, which is mainly related to the startup of the operations. We are ramping up the production, and it is in our expectation this, and we expect just by 2010 we be near to the break even. Please, moving to the page 11, I show here just our cash position and also our debt. We still net cash 93.6 million reais. In the page 12, I just give you how it is our buyback shares program. We are almost done with that. And now page 13 and 14 shows the sectors of sales for 2008 in the machine tools business, plastic machines, and also in the casting business, which I would like to highlight in the machine tools is a decrease related to the last quarter for sales in the automotive sector, but an increase in the capital goods sector. In the plastic machines, a huge increase in the packaging sector. In the casting business, I apologize, there is a mistake in these numbers. The electricity generation is 24% and the automotive cars is 15%. And electricity generation is the sector that grew more in this business. In the page 15, we have the order entry. The order entry in the fourth quarter of 2008 decreased 70.5%, was a huge decrease, and that's why we bring Mr. Lago to comment about the machinery market in Brazil and how is his feelings to give you some more information for our sales department. Please, Mr. Lago, thank you.
Good morning and good afternoon for all. Well, as mentioned before by Livaldo, we as a investment good producers, we felt in a glance the dramatic changes in the economy in the last quarter, in the last year. And as the chart shows, our sales dramatically dropped in that quarter. But besides that, we are expecting a good market in this year. Due to decisions. The first one was taken 2 years ago when we decided to enhance our portfolio, including heavy machines and vertical lathes and so on. These machines are starting to deliver this year. And another point I want to highlight, it's for Brazilian markets, it's very important, the FINAME financial conditions, and they are exactly the same as the last year, so we have this special conditions to finance our sales. And at the end, we are expecting to, in machine tools this year, the same performance in sales as the 2007 and 2008. Well, Livaldo.
Yes, please, let's go to the page 16 to see the status of our investment projects. As per our last call, all new investments were freezed, and we are only finishing what we started as phase one of our project. Paradiso is almost completed. Within March, we will be finishing the UF-19, the heavy machine tool assembly unit, and it will be in a full operation. The new foundry, Vulcano project, is in commission, and the new part will be produced within this quarter. Only infrastructure will be completed in the second quarter of 2009. Then I think that we are on track for the projects that we are running now. So let's open the question and answer section.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press the star key followed by the one key on your touchtone phone now. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, press star 2. I would like to mention that today's conference call is being held exclusively for financial analysts and investors. Excuse me, our first question comes from Mr. Nicolai Sebrel from Morgan Stanley.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Couple of questions. First, can we talk a little bit about the health of your customers right now, particularly the ones that already have machines and are making payments? Have you seen delays or any bad debt expense that's been necessary? How is, and if you have any situations where you have had to repossess equipment, how is the used equipment market? What might we expect in terms of, you know, any kinds of charges coming in 2009 because of customers being unable to pay other loans? That's the first question. And then the second question is, you know, given that it is a difficult environment right now, you guys do have a conservative balance sheet. What opportunity do you see for consolidation? And then, and lastly, if you don't mind, what you were talking about in terms of machine tools, in terms of 2007 and 2008, and that machine tool business should be similar in 2009. Am I to understand that machine tool revenue in 2009 might be equivalent to what it was in 2008? Thanks.
Nick, it's Cassiano speaking. I will answer you question one and two in three, and Livaldo will talk a little bit about the consolidation opportunities, okay?
Yeah.
Relate to delays or bad debt or cancellations, the situation is that. Cancellations still in the historical levels, not too much cancellations. Delays, yes. There is some delays to deliver the machine, and that's happened because a lot of our customers are on vacation since last year, and they are on vacation in the first quarter as well. They give a massive vacation for the employees, and that make us to delay the delivery of some machines. Related to the bad debt, Home is very conservative by analyzing credit. We are seeing some delays on the payments, but not really bad debt yet. It means that we are not booking any bad debt amount in the income statement because we feel that is not necessary yet, and together with the audit here, everybody is so far okay with the provision that we have. It's more than is enough to cover all the bad debt. Related to the reposition of the machinery, it's not easy to reposition the machines in this environment, but there is good signs. BNDES are giving a line for financing used machines, and this will help to reposition machineries in the market and for used machines. Okay. In the third questions were related to the what was that?
I was trying to understand if the revenue we're looking for in 2009. I mean, I know you're not giving any specific guidance, but from the comments, it seemed like
what Hermes told is the level of unit sales in 2008 in amounts were pretty flat between 2008 and 2007 for the machine tools business where he is the officer. Mm-hmm. But related to the guidance, what the guidance that we gave in October is revenue between minus 2 to plus 7.
Right.
And we are not confirming that guidance, and but we don't want to give a new guidance yet because it's still a very difficult environment to understand, mainly for us because the orders comes to home in the second quarter of every year,
mm-hmm.
and we must wait for the second quarter to understand what is going to happen with 2009 sales, okay? Second question, I guess Livaldo can maybe give you some.
But Nick, we also think that most of our competitors are going to come to Brazil because it seems that if Brazil is in this bad environment condition, the world is worst. Then
mm-hmm.
we think there are a lot of pressure in price we are going to face, but the effects now is more favorable to us. But we still think that a lot of price pressure is going to come.
Mm-hmm.
Talking to consolidation and cash flow and so, I have to really emphasize that for us, protect cash is the first, let's say, in our list. We will really fight against everything and really look careful to cash and to protect the cash that we have. But we really think that a lot of opportunities is going to come because this new environment is going to not be easy. Of course, that condition to negotiation to acquire or to merge with other company is completely different that was before. If somebody that is in a M&A project think that values that was paid last year for asset equivalent Aster is something that's going to happen this year, I don't really believe it. Now,
First,
cash is the first important thing, but if new opportunity comes for acquire, we are going to really look careful.
Nick, it's Cassiano speaking. One thing that I think is important also about consolidation or acquisitions is that we have also alternatives to meet our strategy. In the January 2009, we just bought technology. We didn't bought a company, but we bought technology to manufacture blow machines for PET.
Mm-hmm.
And we are looking also for opportunities to buy technology from other companies, small or bigger, to increase our portfolio of products. This also is a way that we are find to diversify our portfolio of products.
We think that in a certain way, this offset M&A that we are not doing so far because the market was so tough that it was almost impossible to reach an agreement to consider prices for these assets.
And with our new increases in the facilities, in the heavy machine tools, and also in the foundry, you know, by technology, we will have more than enough capacity to produce here. We don't need to buy capacity. We need probably buy technology now.
Right. Okay. Now, what you said regarding the foreigners coming into Brazil is interesting. I mean, do their cost structures in general, when you look at the two primary, well, I'm thinking about anybody from Europe and anybody from maybe Korea, do they have the cost structures that allow that?
You see, Japanese is one of the guys that they are here. And you consider the yen also that is more valuable. They are in very bad competitiveness conditions nowadays here.
But they still here and they were still selling here at least in the first moment because probably it's the only place in the world or one of the only places in the world that still has some demand for machines. Probably the Japanese market or the European market or the U.S. market for machines is really worse than our market. If they need cash, they will just turn the inventory and selling by the amount that they want to sell and make the cash.
One more comment. I think that for the vertical and the horizontal lathe, the heavy machines that we are producing now, there are few competitors around the world. And this is something that we are also looking for, is to be competitive out of Brazil for this product specifically.
Okay. Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Nick.
Excuse me. Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you would like to pose a question, please press star 1. Again, to pose a question, please press star 1. Excuse me, our next question comes from Mr. Bruno Giardino from Banco Santander.
Hi, everyone. Do you have an idea of how many days or months are your backlog right now, and how does it compare to your historic levels? Thank you.
Okay, in average, our backlog is about 60 days. By the end of third quarter of 2008, was 80 days more or less. The point is in average, because some of the backlog is more heavy machines which will be delivered during the year. Okay.
And do you feel any significant variation on this 80 days during the first quarter of 2009?
Bruno, or is I cannot comment the first quarter of 2009 because we didn't bring the results to the market, but it's still about the same as first quarter.
Okay, thank you.
Thank
Excuse
you.
Me? Our next question comes from Mr. Nikolai Sibrel from Morgan Stanley.
Hi, I'm going to take the opportunity to ask a couple more. First, if you could talk about cost control, and you did talk about how CapEx, particularly last conference call, how you've stopped CapEx spending except for what's necessary. What roughly is your maintenance level of CapEx? I mean, how much do you have to spend on an annual basis? And then if you could just talk about what you're doing to cut costs. Are you keeping headcount roughly the same, or do you expect to reduce that? So that's really the first question. And then the second is much more general. You've seen a lot of cycles, I'm sure, over the years. How does this one compare with previous? And if you had to guess, I know it's just a guess, but what do you think the outlook is to how long this one will last? Because this is a little bit unusual in that it's somewhat synchronous across the globe.
Okay, Nick. Let me talk to you about the CapEx, and then I give to headcount and guessing to Livaldo. Related to the CapEx, this year we closed with 123 million reais. For 2009, we still have 75 million reais as a CapEx because we must finish the project that we start in 2008. But our maintenance CapEx after that will be between 25 to 30 million reais a year. Okay?
I'm sorry, you said 75?
Yeah, 75 in 2009.
Okay, so same.
And later, because we freeze everything, we probably will be expanding between 25 to 30 million reais as maintenance capex in the following years. Now, please.
Of course, if a new scenario comes and we need to invest, of course, we are going to disclose this.
Okay.
But going strictly to the manpower and headcount and things like that, As we said before, new product is coming, and new technology also we bought and we are going to be buying. Then the first thing that we are doing, we are working a search way to transfer people from one sector to another sector to attend these new needs that we are going to have. But at the same time that we are doing this, we have a continuum program in which we are evaluating people, and the more qualified people we are keeping. Of course, we are foreign people since everything is happening, but not in the same level that everybody is around our industry announced. We are more in a search way, try to offset for new volumes in new products. But if necessary, we did, and we are going to be doing some. Of course, this environment scenario is quite different from the others that we lived in the past. Let's say, if you look in the last big problem that we faced in Brazil, sometimes it was more crisis within the Brazilian economy, not worldwide. Since Korea or other, but again, at that, all the other scenarios, in a search way, U.S. was the country that did not suffer so much. Yeah, it's really difficult to us to understand this, what is going to happen. What I'm doing, and we have meetings within this week to talk a little bit, is to establish a control panel in a search way to be more dynamic and understand if the scenario is to grow or to be worse than our projection. Then I am working very tough in a control panel in a search way in a weekly basis or a bi-weekly basis. We get numbers from the commercial sector and understand how to, let's say, manage the manpower, headcount, and things like that. But we are working 100 of our time trying to understand what's going on. Like I said before, if you go to the blower machine sector, you see that food, beverage, and the cosmetic is something that in Brazil is not suffering too much. And if you go to the numbers that are recently presented by the automotive sector, shows that February is recovery, and we don't really know if this is really something that it's only a bubble or is something that's going to be solid. But again, we are worth in a search way to have tools to let's say take the temperature of this market and act promptly to really keep the company in good shape.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, again, if you would like to pose a question, please press star 1. Again, to pose a question, please press star 1 on your touchtone phone. This concludes today's question and answer session. Mr. Livaldo dos Santos, at this time you may proceed with your closing statement, sir.
Again, thank you for being in this call, and I invite you to be with us in the next Romy first quarter 09 call coming April. Thanks again. Have a nice day.
Thank you. That does conclude our Romy's fourth quarter 2008 earnings release conference call. Thank you very much for your participation and have a good day.